Again, this is from some of Lucille Aber's work about how rap teams may be different from other kinds of planning teams, such as some of the traditional IEP teams. There are some very important subtleties. The focus is on the roles that we play, not so much on the job titles. Real emphasis is on the use of natural supports, including who is around the table. There's a focus on strengths, a focus on voice and ownership, and a focus on what it is that the family needs and wants, instead of what we have to provide. In your reading, by Aber, Hyde, and Suter, 2011, the authors describe how the wraparound process can be embedded in larger services, specifically school-wide positive behavior support to produce positive changes for students with emotional and behavioral difficulties. This is important not only in schools. For example, building wraparound or person-centered planning into the IEP process and response to intervention, but also in other services, such as early intervention and disability services within individual service plans. By building these approaches into existing procedures, we reduce the workload for families and professionals and ensure that the values of these planning processes are embraced in the system